Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM-FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Half Note Cafe, Lower New York's popular new jazz rendezvous. As you know, trumpet star Donald Byrd is recording here tonight, along with his exciting new band featuring Pepper Adams on baritone, exciting star Duke Pearson on piano, swingin' Layman Jackson on bass, and that wonderful drummer, Lex Humphreys. He's really fabulous, isn't he? Lex Humphreys. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you Donald Byrd and his great new band.
Thank you. Play Soulful Kitty. All right, let's get to that in just a minute. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we are doing this concert tonight. It's, of course, part of the summer concert series. And the album is called At the Half Note Cafe, Donald Byrd and his quintet. And those of you who've listened to The Fan for any length of time know that I'm a big Donald Byrd fan. And this is perhaps this quintet playing at its finest, and it's a good group, too. We'll get to that in a second. The Half Note Club was a club located at 291 Hudson Street in the southwest extremity of Greenwich Village, very close to the Hudson. And it just opened up, actually, September 26, 1957. So not that old, actually, when this group started. Donald Byrd himself, from Detroit, Michigan, by the time of this recording, had already attained a master's degree and was working towards his PhD. He was would later actually become a professor at the University of Massachusetts. But right now, let's focus on what you're about to listen to. So Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams in the quintet, these are longtime Detroit friends. They used to establish a friendship in Detroit, and from 1958 to 1961, recorded a number of sessions. Now, there's some great sessions in there. In 1961, they did The Catwalk, and 1958, recording of Royal Flush, one that you've heard on the show many times. And some feel that this is among the best of their recordings. Here's what one critic says. The playing is uniformly superior throughout, with a trumpeter sound at its most personal and enveloping, and Adams generating monstrous swing and excitement. Any quibbles that might be raised about repeated licks, Byrd loves the phrase that recalls Once in Love with Amy, and Reed squeaks, are pointless in light of the sustained flow and passion of the performances. The extended nature of the performances is particularly welcome for the view it provides of Duke Pearson, who displays flair and eloquence in the extended blowing setting he gravitated for far too infrequently on record. After beginning his Blue Note affiliation with two trios, each of which included Humphreys on drums, Pearson took on projects where his writing skills were showcased in medium-sized ensembles with three or more horns, and in the big band he led in New York in the late 1960s. Quintet dates such as this one, when Pearson was one of the primary soloists and shouldered a full share of the improvisational load, are less common, although the results here indicate that more exposure to this type would have inevitably raised Pearson's profile as a pianist. His stature as one of the era's leading composers is confirmed by his four contributions, two of which are among his most popular works. All right, we're going to come back to all that, but the bottom line is you are listening to a great quintet. Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Duke Pearson on piano, the great Donald Byrd on drums, and as you've already heard alluded to, Layman Jackson on bass and Lex Humphreys on drums. We started off with an introduction by Ruth Mason. Now, Ruth Mason's a former singer and DJ, and what's not noted in the liner notes from the original is that she's actually the wife of Alfred Lyon. And Alfred Lyon is, of course, the founder and owner of Blue Note Records, so sort of a nice little piece there. We started off with a song called My Girl, Cheryl, which is a Duke Pearson composition. Coming up next, as you just heard Donald Byrd announce, we're getting into a song called Soulful Kitty. Not kitty like a cat, but kitty, K-I-D-D-Y. A nice little soulful piece. And then they're going to slow things down with a song called A Portrait of Jenny, which I'm just going to let kind of run through. So I think that this is the exact kind of album that the summer concert series was designed for, which is to say, you take a great group and you give them a chance to kind of just unfold and hear what they sound like live. And you've already heard the commentary from one critic with respect to Duke Pearson, the piano player. You've heard the commentary with respect to Donald Byrd's playing and Pepper Adams. So all of that intellectualizing aside, I'm going to just invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy Donald Byrd at the Half Note, recorded November 11, 1960. Hear now, Soulful Kitty.
Thank you. like to simmer down a little bit and give you our interpretation of a very beautiful ballad entitled A Portrait of Jenny.
Thank you.
And you're listening to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. Just before we take a little pause there, we heard two songs in a row. We started off with Soulful Kitty and then A Portrait of Jenny. Both of those featured Donald Byrd on trumpet, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Lehman Jackson on bass, and Lex Humphries on drums from the album At the Half Note, recorded November 11th, 1960. And that is our show tonight. We are continuing to focus on a great live performance by Donald Byrd from 1960. And you've heard three songs so far, My Girl Show, followed by Soulful Kitty and A Portrait of Jenny. Coming up, we're going to hear another Donald Byrd composition. This one is called Cecily. And then we're going to end with a song called Chat, which is a Duke Pearson composition. We'll talk in between the two. Let's listen now to this group's version of Cecily right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. right, you're listening to Donald Byrd live at the Half Note in New York City, November 11th, 1960. Good concert. And, you know, this is a group that I'm a big, big fan of, as you know, if you listen to the show for any length of time. But believe it or not, we are coming up to our last track of the evening. Now, one of the reasons I like this group, I think, is because they have... First of all, they play beautifully together. It's a great ensemble. Secondly, you know, they kind of go from these really pretty ballads to this kind of soulful kind of early funk kind of jazz that they do. And then they swing like crazy, and both of them are swing like crazy, both the front players. And Duke Pearson can, if you're listening to this, play pretty much anything. So really nice group, great concert, great little session. You know, it's moments like this you're sort of glad that somebody set up a microphone and was able to record and hear, because what I think you're actually hearing isn't so much a recording of a session or a group that's actually sitting down to consciously make a certain kind of record. I think you're just hearing a group that's playing pretty much at its peak or pretty close to it and playing beautifully together, and we just get a chance to hear them live, and that's solely the purpose of this type of program. So all of that to say, we are coming out to our last track. The last track is a song called The Chant, and it's a beautiful little piece. It's actually written by Duke Pearson. We talked a little bit earlier about his ability to write, and I think the group plays beautifully on it. It's a nice way for us to end. So until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. And here now, Donald Byrd with Pepper Adams and Duke Pearson, live from the Half Note, The Chant. Have a great night. Thank you.
two post-hardcore heavyweights, one amazing show. On Monday, September 28th, New York post-hardcore pioneers Quicksand team up with Toronto punk legends Effed Up for a co-headlining night at the Park Theater. Quicksand helped lay the blueprint for post-hardcore in the 90s, while Effed Up have spent more than two decades pushing it into louder, stranger, and more ambitious territory. Together, they bring that combined firepower to Winnipeg for one night only. Get your tickets now for only $40 plus fees through TicketWeb.ca. Don't miss Quicksand and Effed Up Monday, September 28th. Park Theater, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Fifteen songwriters, one stage, one incredible night of music. On Thursday, October 1st, the Women's Songwriter Extravaganza returns to the Park Theater, celebrating the incredible depth of Manitoba's songwriting community with an evening of unforgettable performances. This year's lineup includes Flora Luna, Jess Ray, Nadia Bernstick, Una Lu, Paige Strobot, Stephanie Blondell, and many more, each bringing their own voice, their own stories, and their own songs to one remarkable night. Get your tickets now for only $20 plus fees through TicketWeb.ca. Don't miss the Women's Songwriter Extravaganza, Thursday, October 1st at the Park Theater. Brought to you by Sure Shot Bookings and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
This is a Surgeon General's warning.
CJUMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg.